Jingle hoops, jingle hoops, jingle all the way. There's gonna be lots of fun with way more games to play. Jingle hoops, jingle hoops, jingle all the way. We're only three months away until Greg Gump has something to say. Good afternoon or good evening, everyone. I try to do my little mini Christmas parody to get you in the holiday spirit if you haven't done so already. But there were some really huge games this past weekend, which I highlighted in my blog at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. Again, that's F-O-R-T-Y, minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. One thing I also noted this past weekend, especially on Sunday night, Canada's version of the Super Bowl, the Grey Cup. You know, it's been going on for 109 years, but actually was 108 because of the pandemic, along with the NCAA tournament that was canceled due to this thing called COVID-19. But it was one heck of a game. Hamilton led 22-10, the Tiger Cats, or simply the Tie Cats for short. They led the Winnipeg Blue Bombers by 12 of 11 minutes to go, but somehow Winnipeg found a way to get back in the game, and then with just a couple of mental errors on Hamilton's part, and one play they definitely will regret for years to come, a single point that should not have been a single. Winnipeg eventually would take advantage. Although Hamilton deferred when they won the coin toss, Winnipeg went right down the field, scored the touchdown and the two-point conversion as per the rules, similar to the NCAA. And then a couple plays after that, Hamilton was picked off after a couple of deflections around the 25-yard line. But the biggest surprise statistic I noted, the overall fan count. The Young Stadium of Tim Hortons, replacing the once popular Ivor Wynne Stadium, had 26,324 fans at Canada's ultimate sporting event. For America's most watched sporting event at the Super Bowl, it was not even close. 24,835 attended it in Raymond James in Tampa, which noted only 37% of the seats were actually filled to watch Tom Brady win number 6 by a whopping score of 31-9. And yet yesterday he threw a 700 touchdown pass in breaking Drew Brees' record. So the legend continues in the National Football League. But my blog again is about college basketball. I'm sure you can find other NFL content around the expanding world of podcasts, websites, and blogs. But that's for your own choosing. Congratulations to Scott Drew and the Baylor Bears, back in number one for the first time since a month before this pandemic began. They completely throttled Villanova on Sunday. Wasn't even close. But even more impressive, according to the net rankings, thanks to a couple of key sites that I deal with at warrennolan.com, Arizona, Tommy Lloyd, the longtime Gonzaga assistant under Mark Few, took over for the embattled Sean Miller this past summer. He has his team perfect at 9-0 and the number one net ranking. Baylor is at number two, followed by Wade Miller and the LSU Tigers, number three. The Houston Cougars, even with their controversial loss in the last seconds on Saturday night against Alabama, they are at number four. Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks back in familiar territory at five. Although the previous number one in the Purdue Boilermakers nearly avoided a second straight upset on Sunday afternoon before they stormed back to beat North Carolina State in overtime. But they are number six. Gonzaga, already with the same number of losses as Belmont out of the Ohio Valley League at seven. Then comes Coach K in his final year at Duke at eight. Villanova at nine, which is kind of a surprise since they have three losses already. Then Rick Barnes in Tennessee at 10, Alabama 11, Auburn 12, and the rest of the top 20 in order include Michigan State, USC, UConn, Xavier, Iowa State, also undefeated with USC in 10-0, Loyola Chicago looking good at 8-2, they're 18, followed by Texas Tech and Ohio State. Just right behind them at number 21 is Wyoming. So look out for them in the mid-majors when we get closer to March. But I have basically not too much to say otherwise. But you can read all about the Grey Cup recap and a few other interesting little tidbits regarding what happened with Houston being so frustrated over the goaltending call that should have been called, but wasn't. So I just wanted to take some time out to wish everyone a very happy, safe, and most importantly, a healthy holiday season. Because with the Delta variant and now the Omicron variant spreading across 30 states and most of Western Europe, this again is not a time to be taken lightly. So I just want to make sure I mention again, take heed of it, to wear your masks, especially in public, observe social distancing when you can, and more importantly, make sure you have your own little personal testing if you're going to be inviting people from out of state and have them note the various protocols and whether or not you can have as many people as you wish to celebrating the holidays as if this was pre-pandemic times in normal circumstances. So again, thank you for supporting my blog and podcast. Remember to please leave comments anytime. I managed to hear from someone over the last couple of nights, and they basically left me a very nice little note, although it wasn't in my comments page at WordPress.com, but she basically said the blog, quote, makes me happy. And I was really deeply touched by it. So I just wanted to make sure I thank that woman. I know who she is, and I just wanted to make sure that I mention her, mention how great she has been in helping us guide through a really topsy-turvy 2021. And I look forward to hopefully getting these opportunities to continue expanding with my blog, and hopefully one of my big goals is to secure and find a great sponsor for 2022 and beyond. Because that's really the only way I'm going to get my podcast to really take off. I've heard other people do it, so why can't I do it? You know, why can't I? I'm very talented on it, and I can bring you 100% effort every step of the way. I don't quit until the job is done. Ask no quarter and give no quarter. You play from the bottom up to the top down, and that's the only way you can survive in this world. Thanks again so much for all your support and very kind words. And may you have a very happy, healthy, and safe Christmas, and hopefully a new year of 2022 that will hopefully see this virus finally be contained, if and only if things go right, especially for all our special friends, especially in the South, that I heard recently that Texas is still struggling to get above 60% in their overall vaccination rate. But thank you again for listening. And please leave some comments anytime, holidays or not, at FORTY, minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com, and my blog at BigZMan34. So I'm signing off here. This is Matt Zivich for Big Z, College Hoop Central. Happy holidays and season's greetings to one and all.